Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Kathy's with us in Ohio, domestic engineering today. Yes. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you this morning?
Really, really well. Kathy, I sent the instructors a picture of our bottle calf, and she's doing really well. She's in the backyard. We have an overhead roof in an area where we park tractors, so they're out of the rain and the sun. But it's just a roof with one side. It's kind of a shed roof on a garage. And so we built a temporary pen for her so she gets used to us. And yeah, her mama didn't make it. And so we're feeding this calf. We've got it down to about three times a day now. And she gets some grain and she gets some grass and she's doing well. And, you know, it's one of those delightful things that we get to see life here on the farm. And it's one of those terrible things when we see, you know, mama not making it. So, but it's life on the farm, and it's really interesting to see how animals react with other animals. So the chickens go up and they say, "There's somebody new in the backyard," and the dogs look over and they say, "Hey, there's somebody new in the backyard," and they're all getting along just fine. So it's kind of a wonderful thing. And so, class, you can get out of Dodge. You can raise animals. You can raise chickens. And if you go to the right area, you don't even have to get permission. Can you imagine that? You don't have to have permission to raise chickens in some parts of the world, and even in this country. And I was thinking about what a permit is. You know, sometimes you have to have a permit to raise chickens or a permit to have a dog. That'd be called a dog license. And the interesting thing about that is, a permit is a fee that gives you permission to break the law. A permit is a fee that gives you permission to break the law. Because if you don't have a dog license in an area that requires one, you're breaking the law. But if you pay, you can get permission to break the law. If you don't pay, you're breaking the law. You get a permit to raise chickens in some places. But if you don't, you break the law. And even things like, oh, people have decided, you know, that rear deck that we've got is 10 feet by 10 feet. It would be great if it was 10 feet by 12 feet. If we're just 2 inches longer or 2 inches, I'm sorry, 2 feet longer, or 2 inches, 2 feet wider, that'd be great. But try doing that without a permit. If you don't get the permit, you're breaking the law. Isn't that interesting, Kathy? A permit is permission to break the law.
You know, Vince, it upsets me every time when they say, "Oh, you have to get your dog your dog license, and if you don't, you know, we come around, we'll fine you $250." And that just rubs me the wrong way every time I hear them say that. It's like, who made them the king that they can just go ahead and tell you what you have to have a permit for? If you're not doing anything wrong, you know, why do you have to have a permit for owning a dog? I don't get it, other than it's a money grab, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's an invasion of privacy. It's a money grab, and it's to expand the reach of the government, because it's not a private corporation. Well, it is a private corporation. It's a corporation posing as government, but they are expanding their reach. So it's not like Walmart says, y'all have to have a permit to have a dog, you know, on your property. It's government that does that. So the permit, the fees, fund the people that come around to inspect to see that that you have a permit. That's where the money comes from, to pay for the salaries, if you will, of the people that come and bother you for not having a permit. And frankly, class, six dogs here right now, one of them is barking. No permits. We do not have a permit. Not only don't we have a permit to have dogs, we don't have a permit to have cows, chickens, or even be in business. Can you imagine that I do not have a permit to be in business? I don't have one. And Mrs. Finelli and I were down at the courthouse many years ago, and they had a sign that said, business license, $25. You can get one right here. And I laughed. I said, why would anybody get one of those? I said it right in front of them. Why would anybody get a license to be in business, to earn a living, to survive? Why would anybody get one? I'm not doing it. I don't have one. And I'm saying it on the air, publicly. I'm saying I don't have one. So I'm not suggesting that anybody follow my footsteps. I'm just saying I don't have one. It's outrageous. It's outrageous. Class, if you're feeling really good and you're tired of feeling good and you want to get depressed and upset and angry, just go to a search engine and type in list of fees and taxes. You'll see like 100 of them. Or if you don't have a computer and you want to just look at your cell phone bill and look at how many fees and taxes are on top of the Verizon or U.S. Cellular or T-Mobile charges. Look at how many extra fees, like 911. And there's as many as 21 different fees and taxes on cell phone post-paid plans. Not prepaid. The prepaid cards that you'll get at the Chinese factory outlet to power your telephone for a month. They have sales tax, if you have sales tax in your state. But if you get the one that gets, you know, billed by Verizon or T-Mobile or U.S. Cellular, and you pay after you use it, post-paid, you won't believe the number of taxes. Around here, there's probably only three or four or five different taxes. Other places, unbelievable. And what you might want to do is look at what state has the least number of taxes if you have a cell phone plan, and maybe try to get a cell phone through that state. And I'm not sure how to do that. I've never had to do that. But some states, like New York City, I think there are about 21 or 22 different taxes in New York City. And, you know, just keep everything going. You know, they've got a lot of people to pay on the payroll. You know, employees, government employees. Kathy, what's on your list for today?
You know, Vince, I think that if we can talk about stretching our food dollar and not only food, but other things that we use all the time, whether it be paper products, household items. So based on just the increase every time I go to the grocery store, there was one instance where they had a large peach at Walmart, and it was $3 for one large peach. And so I think people need to really assess how they're going to, you know, spend their money. I also have an applesauce recipe that is easy. I figure it's apple season in a lot of the country right now, and I can give that. And the mistake I made initially when I first started making it, and then I streamlined it, so I could talk about that too, Vince. And you know, you and I talked about going out to eat and the fact that most of the time the food isn't that good, the prices are up, and what we find what they should do probably in a restaurant that they don't. So I don't know where you would like to begin on that then.
Okay. Well, why don't we start with the restaurants?
Okay.
When you said $3 for a peach, so did the manager, the produce manager, have time to find a bushel of them for you?
No.
$3 a piece.
No.
$300.
Yeah.
Okay. So restaurants. Class, I don't go to restaurants. I mean, I used to, but I don't anymore. And there are many reasons why. But before I would go in, before I would order from a menu at a sit-down type restaurant, I would go into the men's room. And the reason I would go into the men's room is I would look at how clean it appeared to be. And if it was filthy, there's no sense in ordering, because the staff use the same men's room and ladies' room. So I would just check out the men's room. And, you know, if there was, you know what I'm talking about. If it looked dirty, there's no sense in having those people prepare my food. Okay? And if it was dirty, that means that people that were in there, were touching things all over the restaurant. That was one thing. Another thing, way before that, this is what led to me checking out the men's room first, is we had, Mrs. Finelli and I bought some real estate as investments, you know, where we would buy a townhouse, single family townhouse, and rent it out. And the rent would cover the mortgage payment. And then as the tenant paid the rent, we would turn that over to pay the loan. And when we sold the property, that's when we would make a profit, because of the appreciation in the value of that house or property. We did the same thing with apartments. We bought apartment buildings. So it can be done. And what I learned doing that was by meeting the people who would apply to live in that townhouse or apartment, I would get a chance to meet them and talk to them. And so what do you do? Well, I work at a restaurant. Really? Okay. So what do you do there? Well, I'm a cook. Really? Okay. How's that work? Well, you know, we get some tips from the servers, give us a portion of the tips, and, you know, so how much do you make? And they'd tell me how much they make, and I'd figure out if they could afford the rent. And if they could, we'd let them move in. They seem like nice people, and they'd take care of the property. And what I learned by, and I won't get into graphic detail because it'll make everybody sick, but what I learned by meeting these people when they had time, when they would call me for repair, for, let's say, the toilet would, you know, keep running, or the faucet would drip or something like that, I'd get a chance to go in and see how they lived, along with the, you know, monthly inspections. And it turned my stomach. It really did. And I saw how filthy some people live. Like, now, for example, one gal was a cook at a restaurant, and she was making chicken in the kitchen, frying up some chicken. And she just moved the plates off to the side of the kitchen sink, put some flour in there, and just put the chicken legs in the flour and rolled them around in the sink, which had dishes in it, dirty dishes. But she worked at a restaurant, so I guess it's okay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I just got this very interesting phone call. Kathy, you're not going to believe this. And the classroom won't believe this. Just got this interesting phone call during the break. Some guy claiming to be a lawyer said that someone was injured on our farm. And I'm legally, according to him, required to talk to him. I said, "What's your name?" He wouldn't tell me his name. He said, "Calm down, calm down, calm down." I said, "What's your name? Calm down." I said, "What's your name?" He wouldn't tell me. The call was disconnected. He's calling back right now. So I'm pretty sure he knows that I'm a radio broadcaster, and I just want to make sure that he's aware of the rest of the story. I'm going to cover this 24/7. I'm going to name who he is and who he claims that the guest on our farm was, because I met every single person. I met them when they arrived. I spent time with every single person. No one had been injured. No one reported any injuries to me. And the interesting thing is that he wanted to know if we're a corporation. He wanted to know if it's LC, LLC. So this guy doesn't really have all the facts. And he is, well, here's what's happening to broadcasters class in the alternative media. It's a takedown. It's a shakedown, and it's a takedown. And I welcome it. They're doing it to Donald Trump right now. They've been doing it to him for years. And they're doing it to a lot of us. But I'm going to expose them. I am going to tell you who they are. I'm going to tell you where they live. I'm going to tell you about their families. I am going full bore. because we've been attacked. The Finelli family has been attacked. So I suggest that this attorney get, if he's an attorney, get ready for a rough ride. Because I'm going to give it to him. I'm going to give it to him on the air. I'm going to expose him. I'm going to let you all know. He's going to be tried in the court of public opinion. He'll be famous. He'll be famous worldwide. He'll be famous on the internet. And I might even enlist others who are in the media to carry the story. There's 49 of us here at Genesis Communications Network. 49 of us, broadcasters. So I have this guy's phone number. He's demanding that he talk to me while I'm on the air. It's a tough road to hoe. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I've got a job to do. Just like the Andrews sisters during World War II, we've got a job to do. And they were enlisting the support of everybody here in the United States, men and women. We've got a job to do. I've got a job to do. So if it sounds like, if it sounds like I'm ready, I'm ready. If it sounds like I've been attacked, yeah, I have. If it sounds like I've been, if I'm annoyed, yeah, I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed. Because if this is true, this is put up, if this is true, someone got hurt, they really have a tough time. Because here in the state of Missouri, there's the agritourism protection for anyone who has a agritourism site. Now, that can be a farm, it can be an orchard, it can be a pumpkin patch, it can be anything that relates to agritourism. And we have been inspected by the state of Missouri. We have been approved by the state of Missouri, and there's multiple signage at our gate and inside the gate, multiple places that cannot be missed. And we point them out to everybody who comes here, that the state of Missouri says that if you are engaged in agritourism, which we are, which means agriculture, we raise cows, and we allow people to come as guests on our farm, but we are held immune from their stupidity if they get hurt. And even on our website, it says flip-flops. Don't y'all be wearing them. Don't y'all be wearing flip-flops. This is a real farm. So I'll find out what this is about, and I will let you know. I'm sorry that we wasted time on this, but class, we are under attack. We'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
USA News Update. Lewiston, Maine police have released some details on the suspect in a mass shooting last night. Police are looking for Robert Card and say he is considered armed and dangerous. Police say that he has a history of military service and is a firearms instructor with a recent stay in a mental health hospital. A shelter-in-place order for the city was in effect last night. At least 22 people were reportedly shot and killed in multiple locations of Lewiston. That's about 150 miles north of Boston. At least 3 scores of people are being reported as injured. The manhunt continues. Bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is set to testify at his criminal fraud trial today. He is charged with planning a scheme that saw as much as $10 billion vanish from FTX customers. Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winter today is hot.
Today,
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, you got a chance to see what Vinny's like when he's under siege. This is what I'm like. You know, I'm really polite, and but when I'm attacked, I come out swinging. Okay? So, this guy called again, and we have an answering machine. And he didn't leave a message. And he wouldn't tell anybody who he was. He just said he's a lawyer and we're required to answer his questions. I'm not required to answer a question from a lawyer. And neither are you, class. You're not. So just keep that in mind. There are all kinds of scams out there. And no one was hurt on our farm. Nobody. So, what does this mean? Maybe they think we're successful here at the farm with our campground, and maybe they think that, geez, you know, Vinny's teaching classes and he's helping people, you know, grow gardens and learn about generators and learn about solar systems and learning about being a little bit more independent, and we just can't have that, right? Maybe that's what this is about. Or maybe this is just a scam to try to get me to pay for something that we shouldn't be paying for. And by the way, there's nothing to get. We are immune, absolutely 100% immune from campers being hurt because of the law here in Missouri. And it says it on our website. It says if you want to see it, just go to naturalfarmslc.com. Go ahead, take a look. You'll see it. And we are held immune by state law. Kathy, I'm sorry that I had to do this, but it's unbelievable. When we say everything's broken, this is just one more example of everything being broken. Kathy?
And I agree, Vince. That's terrible. He sounds like he's just a shark looking for some money.
Yeah, well, that's what he wants. That's exactly what he wants. He had a kind of a hillbilly southern accent. I'm looking forward to expose. I've got his. I'll give it to you right now, class. You want to know his number? I'll give you his number. You can call him yourself. 414-239-4509. 414-239-4509. Repeat, 414-239-4509. That's the number that was reported on caller ID of this person who called us. I don't think he has any idea what he stepped into. I don't think he has any idea. So, Kathy, we were going to talk about saving money. And, everything's getting more expensive. You and I talked privately on the phone about this. It used to be that oatmeal was $1.79 a canister at Aldi a couple years ago. And oatmeal right now at the Chinese factory outlet is $3.98, and more than doubled in price in a couple of years. So we're hearing that, you know, inflation is 5.4%, which is an absolute lie. And maybe it is. If you take out food and energy and housing and things you need. So in terms of things you don't need, yeah, maybe it is only 5.4%, which is still outrageous, right? Because before the Federal Reserve got into the act in 1913, there was no inflation. None. And all this is because of siphoning off funds and printing. That's what this is all about. Kathy?
You know, Vince, it's true, and we've talked about it before, that not only are the prices raised quite a bit all the time, the package size keeps going down, and the quality. I will try things that we have bought for years, and it tastes different, it tastes bad, it tastes funny. It's like I have to make more and more of my whatever I'm going to make from scratch. I make a lot from scratch. My husband teases me that I should have a cot in the kitchen because I'm in the kitchen so much. But truly, if you want, in my opinion, if you want to eat well and healthy and you want to save the most money, if you have the time, whatever you can make from scratch for yourself is the way to go. And so, I have a price list, and maybe during the break I'll go dig it out. I think I still have it. All these years ago, used to have a little paper, and I would have like a little clipboard, and I'd go in with my list, and I would take that paper. Well, I found one, and it had all the prices. So I'm curious. I'll go during the break, and I'll dig it out and see what oatmeal was. But some of it was back. I think it was maybe 2000 or so was this paper. They don't do that anymore, but they listed all their prices. So you could just go in and see whatever the soup or whatever it was. So
2000? Did you say 2000?
I think so.
I'm thinking, you're talking about oatmeal. I'm thinking maybe somewhere between $1.19 and $1.39. Okay. That's my guess.
I'll dig it out. You know, I found it because I try, and I've been not good during the summer because I'm so busy. I'm still harvesting out of my garden right now, and I just don't have time to sit down and do that. That'll be more my winter, fall-winter project. But, Vince, it just takes time. One of my first stories, I think, that probably got me to the point was when I first moved out on my own. I think I was 18 or 19, and I had a job. I worked in a hospital, and you know the cost of starting up when you get your first place, first home, first apartment, all the deposits and everything. Well, it was more than what I thought it was going to be, and then I had to stock myself. And I remember eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and half a can of soup per day for probably a week or two because I had to wait till payday. And I think I did that for a few months. And when you go through something where you're forced to do that, if you think about it, then you're smart and you start figuring out how to save. And then when I had my children, it was the same thing. You know, I was a stay-at-home mom. We didn't make a lot of money. And so at one point, I had three boys and a girl. So at one point, I had three growing boys, and they could eat. And then their friends came over, and our house was, they always called it the party house, because we had an acreage, and so kids would come out and play football and hockey and all that stuff in the yard. So I had to get creative. So I started thinking back of what I did, and I have a list. And Vince, just stop me when you want to add in, because I know you do the same thing. I would say one of the first things I did with little children was years ago, we got a bread machine when they first came out, and my husband surprised me. He got a bonus at work, and because we had a big family, we would go through a lot of bread. So I learned how to use a bread machine. I think it was in the early 90s or something like that. So I've been making bread sometimes from scratch, but mostly the bread machine. And there's so many things you can do when you do that. When you have leftover bread, you can make garlic toast. You can toast it. You can make French toast. You can make croutons. And I know, Vince, you use it for your dogs and everything. But, like, we even have sometimes when I get to a point where I think, oh, I forgot about this, it might be getting moldy, I'll take it out and give it to the fish. We have bass and koi and catfish out in the pond, so they love it, so they eat it. But that's one thing, Vince. And there's so many things, but I would say right now to think about how to stretch your meals. If you're going to make, let's say you make a big pot of chili, you can cut back on the meat or whatever the most expensive ingredient is in your recipe. And then maybe you can say, okay, let's say instead of using 2 pounds of ground chuck, I'll use 1 pound, but I'm going to add another can of beans or two. I'm going to add more onion. I'm going to add a little bit more tomato. I'm going to add a little bit more onion. So you're filling it in. And if you're like me, I'm okay with certain things, like I like lentils. So I would say I could add half meat, half lentils. And I have a good recipe. It's called taco lentil chili. And it's so easy. You don't have to cook anything. You throw it all in a large crock pot and you let it simmer all day. There's no browning. I mean, so it's really good if you were like have to get out the door for work. If you got 20 minutes, you could throw it in there. And it's a big crock pot. So it would last you, depending on the size of your family, it would last you probably 3 meals. So those are the ways that I would think about it. The other thing is to look at your, before you go to the store, look at what you have in your pantry. Look at what you have in your refrigerator. I just bought something the other day. I totally forgot that I bought. And so I can use it, but I have to put the rest of it in a food saver or it's going to spoil. So So before you go, like, open your refrigerator and say, okay, do I have extra produce I need to use up? Do I have, do I need milk or do I need eggs or how much do I have? And then you kind of have a visual when you get to the store if you find the clearance deals. And so I would look at your pantry. Now, I just cleaned out my freezer, and I found a whole bunch of things that I really need to use up. So I've been using up those things. I mean, they're not bad, but most of my stuff is tightly wrapped or it's in food saver bags, but I don't want them to go bad. And so I'm using that up right now. Plus, I have to make room for, like, a turkey for Thanksgiving. So I'm just using things out of my freezer. And it's amazing when you clean it out that you totally forget, you know, what you have in there. You know, one more thing, too, Vince, is, like, it may get to the point with groceries being expensive that the portion control of what we are going to eat, probably maybe it doesn't have to be smaller if it's inexpensive. But let's say, for an example, it's a lot more expensive if you have to go buy a steak for everybody than if you're going to say, I'm going to make a pot of chili, or I'm going to make a pot of vegetable beef soup. Or so you're using less meat, but you're using more grains, you're using more vegetables and potatoes, and you can add more broth to it. Sometimes what I do, Vince, is if I'm baking in the oven, I will bake like 8 big potatoes. And then during the week, they're already cooked. So I can make steak fries. I can make home fries. I can make them for lunch. I can cut them in half. And if I've got a little bit of chili left over or I got salsa left over, I can warm that up in the oven and I can add the chili or the salsa on top or whatever you like on the baked potato, but it's a meal and it's inexpensive. So
I love it. I love it. And when we come back, I've got a couple comments, unless you have more to go. When you're done, I'll have some comments. Class, this is USA Prepares.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. 4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us. Kathy in Ohio. Kathy, do you have more on this topic?
I do, Vince, but go ahead. I'm curious to see what you have to say.
Okay. So when I was growing up back in the 1950s, my mom, for a snack, we didn't have candy in our house. And so for a snack, I would have celery sticks with peanut butter spread in the valley of the celery sticks. And she'd cut them up maybe 4 inches long and spread some peanut butter in there. It was great. It really was. And food was, you know, less enhanced by the producers back then. And then for sandwiches, when I went to school, I would have cream cheese and jelly, as well as, you know, sometimes once in a while peanut butter and jelly, but cream cheese and jelly. What a great sandwich that is, okay? And when you're talking about, you know, little children coming over, it's really important to have your house be the center of activity for the children and have them want to come there so that your child doesn't get pulled astray by, you know, children who don't have the same values as your child would have and the parents of those children who don't have the same values that you have. So it's important to have your house be the center of activity, you know, after school for school-age children. And that's what we did as well in our house. And so for bread, absolutely correct. I think it's going to cost about 40 to 50 cents a loaf now because the prices have gone up on the ingredients of making your own bread. It used to be, you know, somewhere around 20 to 30 cents with electricity, you know, taking out the cost of the bread maker, because you used to be able to get those for $10 or $15, you know, at the Goodwill. You know, somebody would get one and say, boy, that's a wonderful Christmas present, thanks so much, and not use it. And then they would somehow would end up at Goodwill in perfectly good shape. Or maybe they'd use it once and say, that's enough. I've learned everything I need to know about, you know, using a bread maker. And then the family would sell it or give it to Goodwill. But yes, you're right. You can make garlic bread. You can make croutons. You can. What I do is I slice the bread and cut it into cubes, and like the size of a crouton, maybe a little larger, maybe 1 inch by 1 inch. And the dogs all love it. I mean, they look for it. So dried out pieces of homemade bread. And yes, fish. You can feed fish in the pond, make French toast. It's great. What I also do is I, for myself, I'll make some tomato soup, you know, canned tomato soup, and I make it extra thin. I don't like it thick. I don't like tomato juice thick. I don't like apple juice thick. I don't like cranberry juice thick. I like thinner beverages, so I add water to all of them, just because I like it better that way. So if, and including orange juice. When I make tomato soup, I make it thin, and I will take a slice of homemade bread, a thin slice, and I'll add one slice of cheese, hot tomato soup, you know, in the bowl. It's great. So you can put toasted bread in tomato soup and add a slice of cheese, even yellow cheese, even American cheese, even cheddar cheese. Doesn't sound like it works. It works. Onion soup mix. Out of the box, you know, like Lipton style or whatever brand it happens to be, I make that, and I don't put in all the onions. That's too much for me. But I do use the, you know, the stock powder. I add a slice of toasted bread, one slice of cheese. It's a great soup. Manischewitz makes a dried soup mix. It keeps a long time if you keep it cool and dry and out of the sun. And it's a split pea soup mix. But I add like a cup more, or even more than a cup more, of split peas. So their soup is fine, but I enhance it by extending it, by adding another cup or more of split peas. And then I add a quarter of a teaspoon of crushed red pepper. It's extraordinary. And you're right about portion control. That's where we're headed as times get worse. And Kathy, I've done it. Do you have any comments about that?
Yeah, Vince, I thought about the whole thing with the bread and the tomato soup. You know, my mom used to make the stewed tomatoes, and I'm sure she used all the stale bread. And you put them on there, and actually I like it. But there's also like bread. Like you can make, I have a recipe, it's like a bread pudding, but you add a can of pineapple and raisins. And I make it like when I have a group coming over of family because everybody seems to like it. And you know, Vince, you were talking about bread. I was at the store in a local bakery. They wanted $12 for a loaf of like a cinnamon raisin bread and $10 and $8. $8 for white bread.
Yeah, well,
I can't believe it. Well,
were you able to get enough for your family?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, with the peaches in your vehicle, and I just want to make sure you had enough room. That's unbelievable. This is the current administration's economics class. It's real, it's serious, and it's hyperinflation. That's where we are.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.